And welcome back to the Murdy Creative Co. podcast. I'm your host, Colin Murdy, and today's topic is the menu quandary. But first, I want to say thank you to everyone who supported the company so far. If you got a chance, go check us out on the web at murdycreative.co. That's M-U-R-D-Y, creative.co. You guys can also check out our social media links at the top of the website. Be sure to check out our collaborators program at murdycreative.co/collabs if you'd like to join in and make a little bit of money selling Murdy Creative Co. products. So, over the last 12 months, well, more like 14, we've seen a slow and steady decline in our conversion rate. Conversion rate, for those of you who don't live in the e-commerce world, is how many times someone who comes to your website then buys. And I'll give you an example. If you have 1,000 visitors and 10 people buy products, that's a 1% conversion rate. Conversion rate is used across the industry for every business, and it's used across multiple types of marketing channels. Conversion rate applies to your advertising via social media. How many people saw your link, clicked on your link, and converted on that sale? It's used in, even in catalog sales. At my old company, they used catalogs as a primary form of sales driving. And so for them, they had special metrics and codes built into the catalog, discount codes that used them, that allowed them to track the conversion rate off the catalogs. And for them, I think the conversion rate for their catalogs was something like 4.5%, 5%, I can't remember precisely, but that's not entirely uncommon for that. In the e-commerce world, conversion rate on your website is a huge metric. And it's a challenging one because there's a handful of things that contribute to conversion rates. Obviously, what you're selling matters a great deal. Expensive products have lower conversion rates by the nature that not everyone can buy them all the time, right? So that's an element. You also have things like advertising efficiencies in that, are you advertising to the right person? So we use a lot of Facebook, Instagram advertising. The question is, are the ads reaching the people that should be buying our product? Are they good customers? Are they real customers? Do they have both the will and the ability to pay for our product? So that's an element in many ways of that type of issue. Furthermore, there's other issues like, can the customer find the right product that they actually are looking for? Can they find the product that they didn't know they wanted, but is what they actually want? Not necessarily the one they came to the website for. Is the website simple enough and easy enough to operate that the ability for the customer to find the product they want or the one they didn't know they needed but they want, get it to their cart, go through the checkout process smoothly and simply and walk away from the website after having purchased? All of those things lead into conversion rates. Conversion rates can vary from 1% to 5%. Usually e-commerce rates tap out at about 7%. A lot of people shop, not a lot of people buy. That's just the reality of the world of online retailing. So when we look at our conversion rate and we see a steady and stable decline over the last 14 months, we have to ask ourselves why. Now, we sell a luxury good. We sell mostly through social media advertising. And the social media advertising platforms that we're selling on are slowly but genuinely in decline. Facebook and Instagram do not have the same growth and user base as something like TikTok does. Now, for us, that works out just fine because to some extent, we're aiming for an older audience anyway. The millennial and the generations older than the millennials commonly do use Facebook and Instagram as well as TikTok. But for us, we are seeing a decline in that regard. Our website traffic seems to be pretty solid, though. So it's not necessarily that the advertisements aren't reaching clients who are willing to buy. Otherwise, they wouldn't click on the ad in the first place. They obviously have some interest in the product. So that goes to the second factor. Are they able to buy? Now, we've tried all sorts of different things on the website, and we've got a lot more to try to see if we can boost our conversion rate. One thing I want to emphasize right now is obviously our Shop Pay options. We do offer installment payments. Now, many people in the current market, in the current macroeconomic climate, aren't able to afford the luxuries they used to. Whether it's because there's a genuine challenge of groceries and rent and things like that are sky high right now and are not seeming to slow, and that's got a lot of people who otherwise would have considered themselves middle class or wealthy, are suddenly now facing the pinch, and they haven't necessarily had to in the past. So that could be a factor in all of this, and I think that is a major contributing factor, is that our conversion rates are reflective of the macroeconomic climate as a whole. But beyond that, I can't control the macroeconomic climate. All I can do is respond to it. I don't get to pick the weather. All I can do is wear the right clothes for the weather. So in that regard, we've got to work on improving our website and simplifying our offerings in some regards. We have to make the pitch more honed. So for us, we've got some methods that we're using to try to mitigate some of these macroeconomic trends. Like I mentioned, the Shop Pay is one of those important elements. Not everyone's comfortable borrowing and that kind of thing. For us, we offer both Shop Pay installment payments where people can pay over 12 months or longer for very low dollar amounts with some interest involved, or we offer the 4 interest-free payments over 8 weeks. So the idea is that, like, when you get your paycheck, you know, then there's that timeline. So the way that works normally allows for people to split up the payments into 4 equal payments and no interest, and that works out great, and we end up paying for that on our end. So if you buy a product from our website and you use your credit card, we pay a credit card fee of, I don't know, 2.4% plus 30 cents per transaction, something like that, just because Shopify takes care of the credit card side of things. But if we were to use, if you use Shop Pay, I think we pay something like 6 or 7%. So functionally, it's no interest to the customer. And we're willing to eat that cost on our end because it's part of us trying to continue to keep our sales high. So we're willing to make that sacrifice in some regards. So Shop Pay is an element of trying to mitigate some of the macroeconomic concerns. But beyond that, there's other issues that I think are bigger in some regards, which is trying to find the right product. Now, we've got new products coming out soon. I don't know exactly how soon, but hopefully before the end of first quarter, that are going to be great options. They're going to be cool products that are going to fill a niche that we don't necessarily fill right now. And they've got a little bit of a new design, and I'm very excited about them. And we'll be debuting them when they're ready to go, to be honest. But it's been exciting to get them developed, and they should help in some regards. But beyond the new product launches, the answer is, how do we fix it now? So we're doing A-B testing. We use a Shoplift is the name of the app for Shopify. It's a clever name. And their goal is to help us do different A-B testing of our website. Now, A-B testing is a tricky business to do because it's hard sometimes to develop a good A-B test. And what I mean by that is this. A-B testing is where when you come to the Murdy Creative Co. website, you can be served one of two websites. The cookies in your browser are designed so that once you land on our website and you get served either the A or the B option, when you come back to the website, you'll be served that same option until the test is ended. That's so that you don't continuously get different versions of the website. However, 50% of our traffic is being served one version of the website and 50% of our traffic is being served a different version. Now, A-B testing is applied to all sorts of different things. And for good scientific method testing, you're supposed to be testing only one variable at a time. So you can properly analyze if that variable is the right variable. So recently, we've been debating about what is the right way to build this A-B test out for us. Now, one of the issues that we've discussed with some customers who've given us some feedback and things along those lines is that there's some complexity to our product lineup now. And I've known this for years, and our product lineup is only going to get more complicated as time goes on. We're launching new products. We're building outside products. We've got different things that are kind of outside the wheelhouse of leather, but are still in that high quality range. We've got all sorts of cool things. So the website's got to get more complicated, but not complicated at the same time. And that's a very tricky needle thread. So for us, where we're focusing at the moment with our current A-B testing is the menu. One version of the menu is the same version we've had in the past, which has binders, journals, folios, sleeves, folders, briefcases, accessories, about, other. It's got a bazillion different options, and it shows up as a drawer menu that folds out from the side. Makes for a very clean landing page. But it means that when you click menu, you then have to go through and click on what you're interested in. And then once you click on what you're interested in, then you go to a different page, and so on and so forth. And it's a relatively complex way to go. Now, it works more like a dictionary in that if you know what you're after, you're like, I want a journal. It's a little bit more specific to that particular style and format. And it's easier for you to find a specific journal within the journal lineup. However, that might be asking too much of our customers when they come to the website. It might be asking too much for them to know what they're actually after precisely. They may say, I'm a journaler, but I don't necessarily know if I want your specific journal because I might journal in a different way than perhaps the Murdy Creative number 2 journal is designed for. Perhaps you're the kind of person that likes to write on a full-size sheet of paper and you like to take your pages out. Well, then maybe a folder is a better option. Because the folder can lie flat, you can add individual pages. right? Maybe you say, well, I want to write and I like to write out my notes on legal pads. Well, that's not going to show up in our journal heading. That will show up in our folio heading. So it might be asking too much for our customers to know what they want when they come to the website specifically. And so that type of very detailed, very specific and explicit menu might be a more difficult thing for them to navigate. And so then they leave and they don't come back. So the B test we're currently working on is a menu that has a simplified menu. Where right now it's reading, or no, excuse me, it's first thing is writing, then reading, bags and sleeves, accessories, and then specialty and about. Well, that's a tricky set of headings, right? Because a lot of our products can be used for both writing and reading. For example, our folders, as I just discussed, will work very well for writing. But right now they're under the reading heading. Well, that's because under the writing heading right now, we have condensed the journals and the folios into the writing heading. The reading heading has our binders and our folders. Obviously, the sleeves and briefcases or the sleeves and bags line has our briefcases and sleeves, and the accessories is that. So that's an alternative version of the menu based around activities. But it gets a little more complicated. And the current A-B test is actually not a very good A-B test for one specific reason. We're not actually testing just those two variables. A true A-B test would be to have the menu slide out from the side for both of them, and one of them say reading, writing, and all the others, and the other one say the journals, binders, folios, and so on, where they're both slide out from the side. We're actually testing another variable at the same time. With the reading and writing, with the writing, reading, briefcases and sleeves, and accessories menu headers, you don't have to click a button to get the menu to slide out. They're always at the header, and they're always listed. Now, part of the reason that we're doing the A-B test in this format is because I'm really interested in how does the menu perform when it's always visible and you don't have to click the slide out button. That's part of what I'm curious. But if we were to take our current menu and do it that way, where it's always visible all the time across the top between our logo and the search bar, for example, it would take up at least two rows, if not more. And visually, that doesn't look very good. Visually, it looks complicated. So while the current A-B test is not a good A-B test in the scientific concept, it is a little bit of a necessity because there's no good way to do a true A-B test and accomplish both of what we're trying to accomplish. For example, if we were to do a true A-B test where they both slide out from the side and you have the two different headers, you don't get really the full benefit of the reading, writing, menu type because you don't actually see all of the different options at the same time to compare. Overall, I'm struggling to come up with ideas for ways to define categories within our website beyond journals, binders, folios, etc. And I would love your feedback. So for those of you that are engaged in the podcast and who want to get a little bit more involved, who want to be involved on our Discord or have different desires to influence what we do here, I am begging and pleading, take a look at our lineup, our whole lineup with all of the different things that we sell, and ask yourself, what would be good headers to sort these under? How would I sort this website out under different headings, different categories? Because I want to try more than just the current ones. I think they're good, but they're maybe not the best. And the point of A-B testing is regardless of what I think, it really matters what the customer thinks. So I would 100% appreciate any sort of feedback you can provide about ideas that you would have for menu headers and then what you think would go under those menu headers to better provide the customer with information. Whether that information is good relational products, for example, if you say, okay, with the writing and the reading heading, one of the subtle subconscious elements of the why that's set up the way it is that it hopefully is going to guide the customer into the mindset of, I should get one of both. I should get something that's for writing and I should get something that's for reading, right? So by dichotomizing those two categories, it helps create the idea that maybe the customer should get more than one. So think about that. Think about the subconscious elements that go into the way that you shop, the way that you look at menus, and think about how we could redefine our different categories. Because like I said, we have more coming and some things are kind of way out in left field. Now, I like to try things that are way out in left field from time to time, and it's going to be harder to integrate them into the website in a way that isn't confusing. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback on that. If you have other A-B tests for the website or other issues that you had on our website, if you are one of those customers that went to our website because of an ad or something else, and you ended up not buying, tell me why. I really do want to know more about why people are not buying, what the roadblocks are in their way, and how much of those may have contributed to our declining conversion rate. Because for us, that's very important. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I would love to hear back from you on our Discord. If you haven't already joined our Discord server, there's a link at the top of the description below in the YouTube video or on the website. There's a little Discord icon up in the top right corner. So join our Discord. It's a great place to communicate back and forth with us. We're not as active in it as we should be, and we're working on improving that, but it is a great way to get a hold of us and everything along those lines. I do want to hear back from you guys on this topic and what you want to hear about in that regard, what you want to see in the menu headers or other A-B tests, because we're looking for ideas. We really are. For those of you that are enjoying the podcast, please like, subscribe, comment. It really does help the algorithm. A lot of times YouTube doesn't know what to show people. So when people are actively working on engaging with videos, suddenly the algorithm goes, okay, this must be a good video. We'll show it to more people. So if you don't buy the product, but you want to support the company, just comment below. Like, subscribe to the company's podcast. Tell your friends about it. Share it with people if you think they might be interested in the podcast. So that really does help us. Be sure to check back in next week, Tuesday, for the next topic. And don't forget to check all of the subscribe and like, as well as the notification bell to get notified when we get new episodes. If you have any questions, concerns, issues, nice things you want to say about our product, feel free to reach out to us on our website at murdycreative.co. There's a contact form at the bottom of the page that can allow you to get a hold of us via that method. You can send us an email, sales at murdycreative.co, sales at murdycreative.co. You can give us a call or a text message at 414-434-9001. We're available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. If you don't get a hold of us, please obviously feel free to leave us a voicemail. You can be sure to join our marketing for our text message when there's a pop-up on the website. If you haven't joined our text message marketing, we do a lot of interesting things there, and we're doing more as time goes on, so check that out. If you think we deserve it, a good review can go a long way to help us grow, both a review on the podcast and whatever app you're listening on, as well as a review on the product itself. You can go to murdycreative.co/review. That is a place that'll take you right now to Google, where you can leave your review on Google. We have that particular URL redirect go to wherever we're accepting reviews at the time. So right now it goes to Google. It's murdycreative.co/review. If you want to read our reviews, you can go to murdycreative.co/reviews to read all of our awesome reviews. It really does mean the world to us when you guys say nice things. We really do appreciate it. We put it in our company Discord in the back end where everyone can see it, and it really does brighten our day. So we appreciate when people say nice things about that. It also helps other people who are trying to decide whether we're a legit company or not know that we're serious about what we do and we're committed to making good products. So we really do appreciate those who leave reviews. If you're looking for multiple items for gifts, giveaways, menus, really any reason, we have bulk discounts built right into our cart. So all you need to do is add all the items you're interested in. You can mix and match to your heart's desire. It's purely based off the total cart quantity. And in the cart, it should automatically apply the appropriate discount. Once you hit checkout, you can see all of the details as the cart goes through, and you can get the discount applied there. If you're not sure what you're looking for, or you're not sure what discount percentage you'd like to get, but you're willing to buy a lot more perhaps to get a better discount, feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk through the discount percentages and work through all of the details with you personally. Sales, S-A-L-E-S, at murdycreative.co is the best way to get a hold of us. If you're looking for a custom engraved item, we have no minimum order quantities and no setup fees. It's a simple flat fee of about $15 per item for each item, and you can just get one. So there's a little blue button on most of the product pages below the add to cart button that says custom, add custom logo. When you click on that, it'll open up the customizer. Be sure in the customizer to select the variant, the color and the insert that you would like to get, because it doesn't read it from the prior page. We're still working on that integration, but you can add that to your, you can set that up with the correct variant, and then you can add logos, you can add additional text, you can mix and match to your heart's design, put that whole thing together, and then once you hit add to cart, that design is locked in, and we use that specifically when we go and make it. So go check that out. It's an awesome tool, and we love seeing people with their creativity and doing all sorts of cool things with it. We really appreciate that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Have a great day, and goodbye.